The AutJet Business Show is your gateway to expert business advice and real-world success stories. Each week, a different leader in the business world will share their tips, insights, and lessons, offering you practical advice to navigate your entrepreneurial journey. Whether you have a business idea or are just starting out or looking to elevate your existing business, the AutJet Business Show provides mentoring, inspiration, and invaluable networking opportunities to help turn your vision into reality. Ensure you get these transformative conversations live on Thursdays at 6 p.m. or find the podcast at highfm.com. Let's build your business empire together.
Welcome, welcome. Can you believe it? It's Thursday again. And that's what I always say. It's Thursday again. This show just keeps coming round and round. And in fact, this is show number 31. And tonight we've got Nikki Sabarini with us on the show number 31. Welcome, Nikki.
Oh, thank you, Dave. So I'm number 31, hey?
You're number 31.
It's quite a nice number, actually.
I think so. It's like 13 in reverse, and that's a lucky number,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly. And it is a lucky number. It's a good one. So thank you so much for inviting me to be on the show. What a pleasure it is.
Great. And Nikki's going to show us how to breathe, but we're going to do that in a second. So first of all, I need to tell you, through AutJet and what AutJet does, it helps smaller businesses by having mentors there to assist. So if you're a small business and you need some help, we've got unbelievable mentors who do it on a voluntary basis. There's a small fee to join, and then you get so much more and so much value from that. So if you're interested, go to the Aut website. And you can just Google AutJet and it'll take you to the website and have a look at that if you are a small business. But if you're also a mentor and you're looking to help other businesses, then also go to the AutJet website and have a look at what's there, and maybe you can apply and become a mentor to that. One last thing with AutJet, because it's a non-profit organization, they need to raise funds. And the way they're doing it is through a paddle competition that's towards the end of the month. Again, if you go to the AutJet website or just go to Google the Aut SA website and you can go there. I'll look for the actual address later on in the show. I'll give it to you. But if you go there, you'll see the paddle competition that they have. They had it for corporates. It was quite pricey to go in for corporates, but now they've got something special. And again, just go look at the details. I think it's about 200 Rand a person to enter a competition, and you can win 20,000 Rand through the competition. So you get fit, you make money, and you donate some of that back to Aut. So it's a win-win-win situation. Now, as anyone who listens to the show knows, I start off with a brief little business story. And tonight's business story is around Alfred Nobel. Now, you must have heard about the Nobel Prizes. Alfred Nobel invented dynamite. And about 8 years before he passed away, his brother passed away. And one of the French newspapers thought it was him that passed away and had the headline that said, "The merchant of death is dead." Now, Alfred saw this. And imagine you're still alive and you're reading the headline saying that you're the merchant of death. And this really upset him. And he turned things around saying that isn't what he wants his legacy to be. He wanted to change his legacy and he wanted to leave something positive. And that's why he established the Nobel Prizes, one of them is the Peace Prize, there are many others, and he donated all his money towards that. But what's the lesson from that for us? We all know what a post-mortem is, and a post-mortem is after you die, they analyze your body maybe, they cut you up to see what happened, why did you die. So this we're talking about a pre-mortem, to do something before you actually die, and this is what actually happened with Alfred Nobel is he saw the consequences of what was going to happen once he died and the legacy that people were going to talk about, and he wanted to change that. And so he did a pre-mortem and changed the course of how we remember him. And in work, there's a strategic tool of going through and doing for your business a pre-mortem. And that uncovers the blind spots. It allows you to look at the risks and to plan proactively. So you have a look at it and say, okay, if I'm going to die business-wise, what's going to make me die? What can I do now to reverse that? And it's a great little tool to play around with in your business. So that was the business story for tonight. And we're going to talk to Nikki. And Nikki Ciberini is a certified breathwork and wellness practitioner. She's a speaker and she's a talk show host, and she's got her own show on Chai. And I think it was earlier today. I think it's also on a Thursday that Nikki does it. So she's an experienced facilitator, and with over 20 years of work in this area, she's worked with thought leaders, executives, and with many global brands. She's helped people dissolve the stress that they have, to upgrade their mindset, and to unlock their full potential. She initially studied interior design, but she moved from the external interior design to designing yourself and helping you kind of increase your personal inner environment. As I said earlier, she currently hosts the DL Link Show on Chai FM. And what Nikki was going to be doing with us tonight, and what's very special, and I'm looking forward to this, is she's going to be taking us through the breathing technique. So rather than just telling us about it, we're all going to experience it. So while you're listening to this, find some space that you can breathe. And Nikki's going to take us through, and I think it's three different ones if we have time. And Nikki will explain that a little bit later. So it's a great pleasure to welcome her tonight. And Nikki, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, David. And thank you for that lovely introduction. It's wonderful to be here.
Great. So Nikki, let's go through a little bit. Take us a little bit through your history. Kind of what did you study? And I know your parents were a bit entrepreneurial, so you've gone along that entrepreneurial set. So what led you to the point where you're now doing breathwork? And then explain a little bit about that, and then we'll do those exercises.
Okay, great, David. So yes, as you mentioned, interior design was what I started studying, and then I thought the redesigning the inner landscape was more my pull. And I did my teachers in speech and drama through Trinity College in London. So you do your ATCL and then you do your LTCL. And I really wanted to focus on soft skills, interpersonal skills. And I got a partner and we started a company called The Communicator. And we believed, we were very passionate about going into companies and helping people sharpen their communication skills, whether they were the receptionist, call center agents, standing up and giving a presentation, CEOs, whatever it was and wherever it was working on one's ability to speak out, verbal and nonverbal communication. And it was an amazing, amazing experience. Just so that you know, when you do your teachers in speech and drama, learning about the voice and learning about breath being the force behind the voice was very important. So I'll never forget, David, some of our first few clients, these young men would arrive and my partner and I would be there and we'd be trying to teach them how to have correct breathing, diaphragmatic breathing. And there they would be standing with, their hand on their stomach, just wondering why it was so important. And I mean, this is a long, long time ago, getting people to use that kind of breathing, visualization, meditation, getting them into the correct headspace before, for example, going into a meeting, facing media, giving a presentation. And we did that years ago. And it's so funny because my partner from then and I are still in touch. And she came to a breathwork class and she posted it on Facebook. And a past client from Nando's contacted us and said, "It's so great to see the two of you still together." And he said, you know, what you taught us all of those years ago, it was groundbreaking. And you introduced that way before your time. And we really, really did. We really did. And I'm giving you that story because I've come full circle and I've come all the way back to using that breath. So, you know, David, building up the business was amazing. It was fantastic. You know, the ups and downs of being the entrepreneur, going, never taking much time out. So not having an auto jet and having amazing mentors to help us through, we just kind of found our way through it. But then I must say that when I had my kids, I wanted to spend time with them, and that became the priority. And I was lucky enough to be in a position where I could do radio and I could do voiceovers. So that basically carried me through while my kids were at school. So I was working full time at Chai FM and other radio stations, and that was the direction. So there was still a bit of training, but the company and that, we decided to close that. And then as my kids started to get a little bit older, and I then wanted to go back to facilitation, but this time working very much going back to that, the visualization, the meditation, the breath work, going back to working on the inner self, the story, the narrative. And I started off with Byron Katie's self-inquiry. And then, you know, a number of times I had an opportunity to interview Dan Brulé, who's like a master of breathwork. I'll never forget the first time he came onto the show and I said to him, why breathwork? But then after he came on enough times and I joined one of the workshops, I just found I was more and more pulled in that direction until COVID hit. And it was the breathwork exercises that certainly got me through some very dark times of panic attacks and anxiety during COVID. And I think many people understand what I'm saying when it comes to that. You know, I couldn't use my meditation because I was so overwhelmed. My nervous system was completely out of whack. And that was then the direction I went. And I realized that breathwork, I'd come back, the full circle. And so this is where I am. Very serious about spreading the word, because breath, as you said, I'm teaching people to breathe, and it's quite ludicrous because we're all breathing. But when people start to realize that they have this very potent medicine, that the breath is the missing column in our and pillar in our overall health, well, then we start to wake up to it. And you see, the breath is available to us 24/7. We can access it anytime. We don't have to go outside of ourselves to access it. And it doesn't cost us 1 cent to access it. And when we do it in the right way, we can change how we feel physically, mentally, emotionally. Very powerful.
Fantastic. And you've said that, or what we're going to go through is three exercises. I presume there are a lot more breath exercises.
Many.
But those three, if you can tell us what those three exercises are going to cover. But as I've asked you the question, Craig has given me the sign saying we got to go to a break. So when we come back, if you can unpack what those three are, what are the benefits of those three different methods, and then we can go into each one in turn.
The AutoJet Business Show provides mentoring, inspiration, and invaluable networking opportunities to help turn your vision into reality. Let's build your business empire together.
Welcome back. You're listening to the AutoJet Business Show. I'm David Zeidel, and we're talking to Nikki Sabarini, a certified breathwork and wellness practitioner. And just before the break, I was asking Nikki, what are the three breath techniques that we're going to go through? What's the benefit of each one? And then we'll start with each one in turn. But rather than just describing it, we're going to actually do it. So if you're at home and you're listening to this, just try it out. See if it does anything for you. And then I'll give you even the studio number and you can phone in if you want to, just to say if Nikki took your breath away or gave you more breath. Nikki, over to you.
Thanks, David. So I think before I start, let me just explain why this breath is so incredible. You know, it is the only part of the autonomic nervous system that we can override. So just think about that for a moment. That means If we change the way we're breathing, consciously change, because right now, while you're listening to me, you're just breathing. You're not even aware of it. You're inhaling and you're exhaling. But when you consciously start to take control of your breath and you shift it in certain ways, you can shift your nervous system. Now, that's pretty powerful. So imagine you're in a situation where you're feeling overwhelmed or you're feeling very, very stressed. Or you reach that point where you can't do anything because everything's coming at you and all of a sudden you can't concentrate and you can't focus. So what would you normally do under those circumstances? Well, I think that most of the time you'd simply ignore it. You just keep going because you never just feel in and go, maybe I need a break. You know, maybe I'm really stressed at the moment. Maybe I need to pause. So we just push ourselves and push ourselves. And then we can't understand why we're so stressed. We can't understand why we hit the burnout. So when we understand that, okay, if we use the breath and we change the breath, that means we can change our nervous system. And what does that mean? It means we can upregulate it, means we can energize it. Sometimes we want energy and creativity. We can downregulate it, meaning we want to relax, or we regulate it. We want some balance. So that's something to remember. Now, every time you inhale, just think about this. You're activating your stress response. Every time you exhale, you're activating your relaxation response. That's how incredibly intelligent the body is. So when you have a balanced breath, you are balancing your nervous system because the inhale's the stress and the exhale is the relaxation. So if we go all the way back to, I asked you, what would you do if you were feeling highly stressed, overwhelmed, perhaps even feeling anxious or panicked? What would you do in that situation? So if we go back to what I said, if you focus on the exhale, meaning it activates the parasympathetic response, which is your relaxation response, then you are going to shift your nervous system. And this nervous system switches off stress and switches on relaxation. So, David, the first exercise I'm going to share with everybody is called the physiological sigh. Now, the physiological sigh is something that you can feel in the moment. In the moment, you start to feel the shift. So tell me how you're feeling right now, David. How are you feeling? How's your heart rate? How's your stomach feeling? How's your head? How is your body feeling right now?
Yeah, I don't actually know.
No, you don't know.
So I'm sitting here thinking.
Very few of us do.
That everything, and to be honest with you, I must tell you, I've been breathing my whole life. So
thank God.
So it's as you said, it's automatic. So I don't even think, you don't even think about it, or I don't think about it at all. And now you're telling me to become conscious about something that I'm not conscious about. So. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm keen to do this exercise with you to see what difference it makes. And I think you're right in asking, what am I feeling right now? But I think I'm feeling more kind of curious but confused, but I don't know kind of how internally how I'm feeling.
Yeah, yeah. And it's such a, and thanks for explaining it, because many of us feel that way, David, because we're very in our heads. We spend a lot of time thinking, analyzing, planning, strategizing. It's all in the head. And there's very little body experience. And so breathwork wakes up those interoceptors. It's really important, as I said, when we live in a time with a lot of burnout, that we have the ability to feel in and go, wow, I'm really stressed right now. I'm really overwhelmed. I need to change the way I'm breathing so that I can bring balance back to my nervous system. So anyway, just going back to sort of how you're feeling, let's go through a physiological sigh. We're going to do a few, everybody. And then you're going to feel into how you feel. And when I first tell people to feel in, I get the response that you got, that you gave me, David, which is, but I don't know how I'm feeling. So the physiological sigh is an inhale. It's made up of four parts. You inhale through the nose and then you sniff another inhale. So it's one inhale made of two parts. That's it. So you inhale through the nose, then you sniff, and then you pause for 3 seconds. Then you're going to exhale slowly through pursed lips as if you're blowing through a straw for as long as you can. Okay?
I just want to interject here that David, if anybody is just sitting and listening to this, just do it. Listening and doing it is the same thing. Don't think, oh, well, I'll do it a bit later. Just do it while Nikki's talking. And I'm going to be doing it as well.
Do it.
Great. So,
thank you, David.
So you said
because
it's inhale through your nose for how many
inhale
seconds?
Inhale through the nose. And then you sniff another inhale. It's like you sniff a little bit more. So you inhale through the nose, then you sniff a little bit more, then you pause for 3 seconds, and you exhale slowly through pursed lips. That slow exhale, remember what I said, the exhale activates the parasympathetic, which is your rest and digest. So when you extend that exhale, it stimulates the vagus nerve and it relaxes. The double inhale is getting more oxygen into the system. Okay. And I also want to just say, for those of you who are going, should I or shouldn't I? Listen, this is your free way of dealing with stress and anxiety. Really, really, really. This is going to be your best tool that you're going to be able to use throughout the day. So let's do it, Dave. And I just want to also just tell everyone that your posture is really, really important. And I saw David doing it. As soon as he sniffed, it was coming up high in his chest and he was lifting his shoulders. Try and relax the shoulders and try and feel as if you are inhaling from between the ribs and the stomach. That's where you're going to be really inhaling. Okay, so everyone just relaxing. Relax your shoulders. Imagine someone's pulling a string up from the top of your head, so you've got a beautiful posture. And we're going to inhale through the nose, sniffing in. Now another sniff. Now pause. 1, 2, 3, and exhale slowly through pursed lips as if you're blowing through a straw. Slowly, 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 until there's no air left. Slowly let it go. Right, let's do another one.
Nikki,
inhale through the nose.
Sorry, Nikki, just before you go to the next one. When I breathe in, I feel like I'm breathing into my chest. Am I meant to get it into the chest or must it be lower in my stomach?
Okay. So we always, when we're looking at healthy breathing, when we look at optimal breathing is nose, low, and slow. So when we are just doing normal things, habitual breathing, that's how we should be breathing. So thanks for that, David. So everyone who's listening right now, just place your hand on your belly for a moment. You too, David. Place your hand on your belly. That's perfect. Breathe in for the count of three through your nose. 1, 2, 3. And feel how your belly rises. It's as if someone is blowing a balloon in the belly. So just feel that. And then as you exhale, notice how your belly flattens. So as you breathe in, your belly rises. And as you breathe out, your belly flattens. Now take your other hand and place your hand on your ribs. That's it. And now when you breathe in, feel how your ribs move upwards and outwards and backwards. The diaphragm drops down. That's it. Therefore, the belly extends out. And then as you breathe out, the diaphragm goes back into position and the ribs close again. So that's where you should be breathing from, not high up in the chest. High up in the chest breathing is indicative of stressful breathing. Now, one thing you should know is the brain is watching your breath all the time, watching the way you're breathing. So while you're sitting in front of your computer, while you are working, while you're opening your emails, unbeknownst to you, very often, you're holding your breath, it's called email apnea, or you're breathing high up in the chest. As I said, it's indicative of stressful breathing. The brain interprets that breathing as, David is stressed. I need to release stress hormones and we need to switch on the stress response in order to get out of this danger. Do you understand that? So as soon as you shift the way you breathe, the nervous system responds. So we're going to do it again and this time focusing lower down, not lifting those shoulders and high up in the chest. So remember, it's in through the nose, you're sniffing, and then it's another one. So it's in through the nose, sniff, holding and out. Right. Everybody release the air from your lungs and let's do it together. Right. In through the nose. Sniff. Pause, two, three. Now slowly out through the mouth, through pursed lips, as if you're blowing through a straw. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Really emptying the lungs. Slowly, slowly, slowly. And let's do another one. In through the nose. Sniff. Pausing. One, two, three, and exhale slowly through pursed lips. Slowly, slowly, slowly. That's stimulating the vagus nerve, and your rest and digest is now switched on. Let's do one more. In through the nose. Sniff. Pausing, one, two, three, and slowly releasing through pursed lips as if you are breathing out into a straw. Slowly, 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 letting it all out. Right. And now, David, tell me how you're feeling.
So I wasn't aware of being stressed, but I do feel a bit calmer. I'm also thinking, why is it called the vagus nerve? Should you be breathing like this if you go to Vegas and go gamble at the casinos?
You probably should, actually, because if you probably stimulate your vagus nerve, you'll be sitting there. Everyone will be stressed and you will not. I've never looked at it that way. Maybe that's why it's called the vagus nerve.
So
I love that.
So, Nikki, this particular one, you called it the physiological sigh, and this one's for stress and anxiety. Is that right?
Yes. So okay. In the moment when you are feeling extreme overwhelm, when you're feeling extremely stressed, even if you're feeling anxious and you feel a panic attack coming on, this in the moment switches off your stress response, switches on your parasympathetic, which is your rest and digest. It's not, you're not thinking your way out of it, David. You're not going, come on, David, relax, calm yourself, you're fine. You're breathing into a different state. So all of a sudden, the rest and digest response is on, you have the relaxation hormones moving through the system. The prefrontal cortex comes back online. The immune system, the digestive system, they all come back online. It's a physiological thing. You've shifted your breath, you've switched on the relaxation.
And I like what you've said, because you either in your head or in your heart, as I like to say, you're either thinking or feeling. And you can't, you can't think yourself out of a feeling. You've got to do something physically, which this is. And would you,
so beautifully put.
If you are in a meeting with people and people are around, you clearly don't want to be kind of, people think something's wrong if you start breathing in and out. How can you do this kind of quietly or secretly, or how would you handle that?
Yeah, of course you can. Of course you can. So I would always talk about having a breathwork practice to support you. So you're not just using it when you need it. First and foremost, I'd like to say that, to be a conscious breather and to breathe optimally as often as you can. So David, when it comes to the physiological side, it is a very obvious way of breathing. And, you know, there's another breath that I'm going to share with you now, which is the square breath, which is a wonderful breath to do when you are sitting in a meeting, when you're about to give a presentation, you're feeling nervous, you're feeling anxious, all of a sudden your brain's not working the way you want it to. You can use this exercise and no one need know that you're doing it.
Okay, so this is the next one. So this will be the square breath.
So this is called the square breath or the box breath. So a lot of people love this breath because they talk about the Navy SEALs using this breath. So why would the Navy SEALs use this breath? Because as you can imagine, they need to be unbelievably focused and they need to be unbelievably relaxed all at the same time. So when you want to feel focused and relaxed, in what situations do you want to feel focused and relaxed? Probably before you're giving a presentation, probably before you're going into a meeting, or you're having a discussion, or you're planning things and you want to be awake and you want to be relaxed at the same time, because you know that as soon as the stress response is activated, your brain is not working the same way. So you want your brain activated and you want to be relaxed at the same time. So it comprises of four movements. It's an inhale through the nose. You're drawing a square with your breath. So it's the inhale through the nose to the count of four. You're then holding your breath. And I prefer to say pausing, because I'd really invite the listeners to soften when they're holding the breath, as opposed to contracting and holding. So you hold it for four. You then release the air out through the nose for four. And then you hold it for four, only to repeat it. So you can understand, you're drawing a square with your breath. So why and how does this work? Well, believe it or not, David, carbon dioxide is very, very good for you and very important and very, very necessary. So the more carbon dioxide you can tolerate having in your system, the more oxygenation takes place. It is the carbon dioxide that is that allows the movement from the blood, the oxygen from the blood into the cells. If you don't have enough carbon dioxide in your system, you can have plenty oxygen in your blood, but it's not being oxygenated. So really, I want your audience to have an understanding. Now, when you start to experience higher levels of carbon dioxide, we very often panic, because that's what tells us to breathe. So what we're doing here is the breath holds at the top and the bottom. You're building your ability to hold more carbon dioxide. And by doing that, you're getting more oxygen to the brain and you're more focused.
Great. So we're going to be doing this exercise after we take the next break. But so we're going to go through what's called the square breath or the box breath. And we're going to do that afterwards. And if people are listening thinking, who is breathing these words of wisdom? It's Nikki Ciborini, and she's going to take us through this after the break.
The AutJet Business Show provides mentoring, inspiration, and invaluable networking opportunities to help turn your vision into reality. Let's build your business empire together.
Welcome back. I'm David Zeidel, and you're listening to the AutJet Business Show, and together we're listening to Nikki Ciborini taking us through the different breath works, and we've been through the physiological sigh, that's for stress and anxiety, and we're about to do the square breath or the box breath, and that's to be more focused and relaxed. And I'm going to see if it relaxes me, because I'm looking at the time and thinking, I hope we get to the third one as well. But hopefully we'll okay. get there. So, and Nikki, you were about to take us through the square breath. And you said it's because you're doing four things for the same length. So it's like a square. So if you can take us through it and we can practice it as well.
Exactly. So just a reminder that you're going to use this breath when you want to show up feeling relaxed and focused. So for example, before I give a presentation, before I go and facilitate a workshop, in the car on the way, I'm breathing box breathing. Even if I'm in a meeting, because you asked the question, you know, you don't want it to be obvious. You don't want people to see you're nervous and you're breathing. This box breathing, you can do it without anyone noticing or seeing it. And it really, really is so effective. So we're going to go back to what we said for the last exercise, David. And that is that you're relaxing your shoulders. You're not breathing high up in the chest, because remember, the brain thinks that that's stressful breathing. So you are imagining that your nose is sitting between your belly button and your ribs. So while the air is entering and exiting your nostrils, that's the portal. Imagine your nose is there. That's it. I can see you. You're breathing beautifully. Your nose is there. So we're going to inhale to the count of four. We're going to pause for four. Exhale for four and pause for four. And we're going to do quite a few of those so that you can start to feel what that feeling is when you're both relaxed and when you are focused. Remember, the breath holding is what's getting a lot of blood to your brain, which is what's focusing you. And the slow inhale and exhale is stimulating the vagus nerve, which is what's relaxing you. Okay. Right. So let's relax the shoulders. Let's make sure that we're sitting up straight. And I'm going to, you can see me, David. I'm going to indicate with my hands. All right, everybody, breathe in through the nose and let's exhale, get rid of the air. And let's begin in through the nose. And one, two, three, four. Now pause it. One, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four, and pause. Two, three, four. Now draw it in. One, two, three, four. Pause. Two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four, and pause. Two, three, four. I'm going to count a bit slower. In, two, three, four. Pause. One, two, three, four. Exhale. One, two, three, four, and pause. Soften into the pause. Three, four. Now draw the air in through the nostrils. Two, three, four, and pause. Relaxing the body. Three, four. Gently exhaling all in and out through the nose. Three, four, and pause. Two, three, four. And again, inhale. Two, three, four. Now pause it. One, two, three, four, and out. Two, three, four, and pause. Two, three, four. Draw it in, but soften the body, relaxing the body. Three, four. Now pause. Two, three, four. Now exhale. Two, three, four, and hold it. Two, three, four. A few more. Draw it in. Two, three, four, and pause, relaxing the shoulders and the jaw. Four, and now exhale. One, two, three, four, and hold. Soften your body. Three, four. Now drawing it in. Two, three, four, and pause. Two, three, four. Exhaling. One, two, three, four. Pause. Two, three, four. One more. Inhaling. Three, four, and pause. Two, three, four. Exhale. One, two, three, four, and pause. Two, three, four. And now allow the breath to return to normal. And drop into the body. And just feel how the body feels right now. Feel how the mind feels. You know, when you're not used to dropping in, it's a difficult question to answer. How am I feeling in my body right now, as we discussed it? But how are you feeling, David?
So I think I'm more relaxed. I just want to, before I even answer that question, I want the listeners to understand that as you were saying breathe in and breathe out, you were physically drawing that square with your hands of going up, across, down, and across. So it was taking that through. Just a couple of questions from my side. Is this breathing, it's all obviously through the nose, is that right?
Yes. So for this, remember each exercise is different. For this one, it's in and out through the nose,
so
correct.
It's only in and out through the nose, okay.
Correct.
To be honest with you, I was thinking, I read somewhere recently of somebody who held their breath, and I think the world record is something like 7 minutes, or holding your breath for 7.5 minutes, which I find unbelievable. Would these exercises help you to hold your breath for longer?
Yes, definitely, especially if you extend it, obviously, if you hold it for longer. There is a training when it comes to holding your breath. You're looking at lung capacity, the way you fill your lungs with air. You know, David, they've done a lot of research and they link lung capacity to longevity. In other words, they're finding that people who have got big, healthy lungs live for longer. So breath holding is important. Breath holding is amazing, very healthy, and it's very good for your emotional health as well, which is why the square breath, this box breathing, it's so simple and it's so effective. It really is effective. The more you can tolerate, were you finding you were running out of breath? Were
yes.
you panicking at all when you were holding? Okay. And how did you find that? Too much?
Not too much. I wasn't sure what I was doing, to be honest. So it's the first time I'm doing this. So I wasn't clear of you know, it kind of like, as I was breathing in, I was thinking, ooh, should I be breathing through my mouth or through my nose? And then you have these other thoughts that are coming through.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that feeling of, oh my goodness, I'm running out of air. That is the CO2 level that's rising in the blood. And so your tolerance to having carbon dioxide is a little bit low. So yes, you can practice it. So in the beginning, you could do it for three if you wanted to, David. You could say in for three, hold for three, out for three, and hold for three. If you can build it up to four and then a slow four, even better. So yes, just again, it's four movements. In through the nose, holding, out through the nose, and holding. And try and really relax into that holding.
And then how many sets of that? So you did quite a few sets of four. So how many boxes, if I can call it that, should we be doing?
I would do it for 5 minutes. I would do it for 5 minutes at a time, bearing in mind you can do it while you're driving the car. Mm. You can do it while you're in the shower. You can do it while you're preparing a meal. You can do it while you're doing all of these things. If you've got music with a cue, that's a lovely way to do it. So if you could do it 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there, amazing. Really very good.
Great. And we're about to go for another break, believe it, and we're running out of a little bit of time, so I'm hoping to get to the third one. Just before we get to the break, what is the third one called?
It's an energizing breath. It's called warrior breath. Not as in W-O-R-R. We don't want burnout warrior, but as in W-A-R-R, finding our inner warrior.
Great. So we're going to do the warrior breath, but after the ad break.
The AutJet Business Show provides mentoring, inspiration, and invaluable networking opportunities to help turn your vision into reality. Let's build your business empire together.
Welcome back. You're listening to the AutJet Business Show. I'm David Zeidel, and we're listening to Nikki Sabarini, and she's taking us through all these different breathing techniques. So we've done the two, the physiological sigh and the square breath, and now, should I be worried? Are we going to the warrior? Is it the warrior breath or the warrior sigh?
The warrior breath. So David, again, I really want everyone to understand this. When you inhale, you're activating your stress response. Exhale, you're activating your relaxation, which is why with the physiological sigh, when you extend the exhale, you stimulate the vagus nerve, you feel relaxed. So there are times during the day when you're feeling flat and you're feeling energyless, or there's no creativity, there's nothing happening. Very often, what do? We go drink a Coke, we eat a chocolate, we have a cup of coffee. And the warrior breath gets us to very consciously activate the stress response. So you're activating your stress response in a positive way so that you can energize your nervous system. Does that make sense? You're very consciously energizing the nervous system. So based on what I've told you, what does that mean we're going to be trying to emphasize is the inhale, because that's what activates the stress response. So it's two movements. The one movement, you're sucking the air in and you're lifting the arms. So you'll see, David, and I'm going to explain it to you and we'll make sure that the listeners get it. You are, as you suck the air in, you are pushing your arms up above your head. So you're stretching as if you're stretching your fingers above, and you're going, you're sucking the air in.
And you're sucking it in kind of with a round mouth, like?
Like a round mouth, almost as if you've got a thick straw in your mouth. Okay. So it's a, okay, so you're sucking it in, and then you're pulling your elbows down to your sides, and you're doing a ha.
Ha. Okay.
That's it. By the way, this isn't something you're going to be doing in a meeting, because everyone will have you committed. So this is something you're going to do in the bathroom before you go into a meeting, or you take a break. It's kind of like the coffee break, because you need a little bit of energy. So remember, it's two movements. The one, you're sucking the air in, and as you're doing it, you point your fingers above your head up to the air, up to the roof, up to the ceiling, and then you're doing a ha. And you're making a fist and you're pulling your elbows down.
And you do that quite quickly when you come down.
Do it. So watch me.
So when you go up, it's slow. Oh, so they're both fast. Up and down is quite fast.
That's it.
Okay.
So and you can hear it. So it's going to look like this. Ha.
Okay.
Ha. Ha. And when you do that, you are activating in a very positive way your nervous system. So the other ones, we were down-regulating and regulating. Now we're up-regulating it, okay? Should we do just a few very quickly?
Yeah, just before you do that, I now understand why the New Zealanders, when they play rugby, do the haka. That looks very much like the haka. It's like...
It does look like the haka.
Absolutely.
And you can, you know, they're trying to get the power, and that's exactly what they're doing. There's such an intelligence there. You're 100% right. This is our version of the haka. So we're going to draw it in. The air goes in with a, and we stretch our hands up above our head, and then we bring our elbows down, and we make a fist with a ha, and you're releasing the air through an open mouth. Okay? So let me see you do the ha.
Okay, so let's get everybody to do it together, because
everybody.
And even even Craig's doing it with us. So
yeah, come on, let's get some energy going.
Just on that point, these exercises, should we doing them sitting down or standing up, or it doesn't matter?
So the physiological sigh, the box breathing, you can do standing, you can do seated. This one you can do standing. You may feel a little bit lightheaded after the warrior breath, because all of a sudden you're getting a lot more oxygen to the brain. And when you're going, ha, what are you doing? You're getting rid of a lot of carbon dioxide. So you're going to feel, you could feel a little bit lightheaded. So if you are prone to feeling lightheaded, stay seated when you do the warrior breath.
Great. So take us through it again.
Are we ready, everybody?
We're ready.
Let's do it. Let's get the inner haka. Let's get the inner haka going. So stretching the arms out with a above your head, and bringing in with a ha.
Ha.
Bringing your elbows down. Now again. Ha.
Okay.
Let's do
and
10.
You're letting, and
are
you're
we
letting,
ready?
And you're letting it out with, through an open mouth. It's not, you're not, it's not
mouth.
Like previously where it was through a straw. This is like
exactly
as wide
exactly.
as you can. Okay, fantastic.
Because remember, through the straw, we were trying to extend it, so we were activating the vagus nerve. Here we're not. This is an explosive exhale through an open mouth. We're activating the sympathetic response. Let's do 10 of them.
Okay,
are
let's
we ready?
Do 10. Let's go.
Okay, let's go. And
hang on, wait before you start. I can see Mrs. Katz at home. She's not doing this. Let's do
Come on, Mrs.
Okay, let's go.
You can do it. Let's get energy. And David, just see how you feel, okay? I'm going to be right. asking you that question. Right, let's suck the air in, stretch the fingers up towards the sky, and making a fist and bringing the elbows down.
Ha!
Again.
Ha!
Ha! Let's go. And one, two, three. Five more. Four. Three. Two. One. Right, David, how are you feeling?
You know, you said
energized.
You said we should do this instead of going to get a chocolate, and now I really feel like a chocolate. I feel like I've earned it.
You've earned it.
So, so I'm getting the sign from Craig to say that we need to wrap up. But I think and I hope people who've listened to this and have experienced it and hopefully found something from this. And this last exercise was similar to what the New Zealands have their haka. And we've been talking to you because we've been hacking. So hopefully, I'm going to try this a bit. And to be honest with you, I feel more energized. I know I can see Craig is completely energized because he's telling me, wrap up. And I haven't seen him do that before. But Nikki, I just want to thank you for this input. As you said, there's lots of other techniques. These are just three of them that we could use. Again, it's the physiological sigh, the square breath, and the warrior breath. I'm David Zeidel. This is Nikki Sabarini, and this has been the Orchard Business Show.